This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on June 26th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and it is Monday night, the 26th of June. So if you're listening on Friday, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. It's a replay. But if it's Monday night, June 26th, by all means, call. We got 3 hours. And, of course, I throw out a question. We dispensed with our straggler last week at the end of the show. So we've got a new question for you. And, of course, bumper stumpers, they're all up for grabs. And there's a theme. You don't have to know the theme, but that's extra credit if you do. Even if you don't know any of the artists, if you figure out the theme, you win for that alone. However, if you don't know my bumpers and you don't like my trivia question, you can have your own category. And we prove that every week. Sky is the limit. Anything that you know something about that you want us to come up with a question for you, we are here to do it. So 888-876-5593. You're doing it for the fun of it. Yes, eventually you will get something in the mail, but don't stand by the mailbox. In fact, last week we had a first-time caller who won, and John failed to get her address. So if that was you, please call us back. Like I say, it's not worth the price of the postage to get it to you. But eventually you'll get a certificate and something else. For each time you win, you get something else. All right. That you probably don't want, but you get it anyway. All right, so that's the deal on that. But really, you're just having a good time on Monday night, and I hope you'll join me. So the average American uses 743 of these a year. 743 of these a year. Obviously, it's on average. The average American uses that many. 743 what? So, 888-876-5593. That's my question, but as I say, you can have your own category. Now, last Wednesday, Tom had called and said, I'm ready to play trivia, and John said, it's Wednesday. So, he's called back on Monday. I'm thrilled about that. So, Tom, welcome to WGN Radio on Monday night.
Yeah, I got the right night. My memory's been getting like Swiss cheese lately.
Oh, man. Well, isn't that the truth for all of us, really? So I understand that. I'll find myself sometimes writing something down and forget about the day. I've got the complete wrong month. You know, I'm saying, well, isn't it August? You know, that kind of thing. So sure, I understand fully. So we're going to do 1960, are we? Are you there, Tom? Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, are we going to do 1960?
Okay.
I mean, that's what it says on the screen, 1960. Is that your year of choice?
Right, 1960 music.
Okay. Well, 1960 it is, so we'll find an audio for you. Or we could also do charts, but let's see how we do with an audio. We haven't done anything as recent as 1960, so very good. All right, I got one that you'll know, and I kind of know your taste, so I have a feeling you will absolutely know this. Are you ready, Tom?
Shoot it at me.
All right.
Oh, come.
that's Anita Bryant.
It is absolutely right. And it was a big hit for her. It was a top 10 record in July of 1960. So you're absolutely right. On the Carlton label, of course. So you are a winner. It's just that easy. Good deal. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So Tom started us out in just fine shape. I knew he'd know that. Yeah. I don't know if it's to his credit or not, but I knew he'd know it. So we'll put Tom on hold and confirm that address. And we will directly move over to Johnny in Ohio. So, Johnny, what do you think?
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I would take my honey cough drop out.
Now, have I asked this question before?
Yes, you have.
Then don't answer. Then don't answer it. Now, don't. I'm going to hold it. Don't answer it. Yeah, people who've been listening to the show for more than a decade, they'll hear the questions repeat. So don't answer it. We'll just move directly on to your Cro-Magnon question, okay?
What do you mean?
Don't answer it. No, well, you didn't on the air, and that's why I keep cutting you off. You know, there's a limited supply of questions that you can't research, and this is one of them, so don't answer it. All right, so
you probably... Where they have my Cro-Magnon?
All right, we got your Cro-Magnon. I got you covered on that.
Go ahead. I was trying to avoid it again by winning.
No. The famous Lascaux cave paintings of France were made by early modern...
Wait a minute, am I on the air?
Yes, you are. You've been on the air the whole
time. Go ahead.
The famous Lascaux cave paintings of France were made by early modern humans, popularly known as Cro-Magnons. What name do archaeologists use to describe the culture during which these paintings were made? And you have four choices. You ready for your four choices?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Mousterian, Aurignacian, right. Magdalenian, or Oldowan?
What? What's the question here? Go ahead. The question again, please.
The famous Lascaux cave paintings of France were made by early modern humans, popularly known as Cro-Magnons.
Right.
What name do archaeologists use to describe the culture during which these paintings were made? A. Mousterian. B. Aurignacian. 3. Or C. Magdalenian. And D. Oldowan.
Well, it's not Oldowan, because that has to do with tools.
Okay.
And it's not the first one.
Mousterian.
Because it's not that.
Yeah, that's when Mousterian is when the Neanderthals were around.
Yeah, right. Cro-Magnon. Okay, Cro-Magnon was the Aurignacian.
It's the Magdalenian.
Yeah, the heck out of here.
Yeah, Magdalenian. Magdalenian. Magdalenian.
Yeah, Aurignacian. Now that I think of it, it sounded so familiar because that was, Aurignacian was, Aurignacian was like only about right after the Ice Age.
Magdalenian it was.
Magdalenian. Darn it.
We'll talk to you next week.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to ask me something more directly connected to a Cro-Magnon, like where'd they find them, this, that, and the other thing, you know. But you got me on the
period. I'll ask you another one next week about Cro-Magnons, and I'll try to make it easier. But you're usually getting all of these, so don't feel bad. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
I won anyhow, but I'm not going on that. No. You know what I want.
Yes, don't. Just don't. All right, talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye. Yes, sorry. All right, so, I was talking to John the other day and said, you know, people have been listening to the show for 20 years or more. They're gonna have heard some of these questions before because it's harder and harder to find questions to throw out that you can't search online. And I really look for those. And so Johnny D has a great memory, but the average American uses 743 of these a year. 743 what? 888-876-5593. We're going to do Beatles with Barry, of course. and 50s movies trivia with Lisa, and whatever you want coming up on Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
Well, just about the time I think you're mine, I turn around, you done changed your mind. If I'm doing well, oh baby, I can't tell. I got no way of knowing if I'm coming or going. Now baby, if I knew what you want me to do, oh maybe then I'd know why you're treating me so. Oh baby, can't you see what you're doing to me? I got no way of knowing if I'm coming or going. If I knew what you want me to do, maybe then I'd know why you're treating me so. Baby, can't you see?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, your first bumper stumper. I sure don't expect you to get the theme since it's the first one, but hopefully you'll get the artist. Who is it? 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. All right, so if you don't know my bumper stumpers and you don't like my trivia question, though I think it's going to go pretty quickly, the average American uses 743 of these a year. 743 what? All right, then you can have your own category, and sky's the limit. We prove that every week, and we're going to do it again with Barry in New Hampshire. So, Barry, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, was that Eddie Cochran?
It was not Eddie Cochran, although we knew Eddie Cochran. They were friends.
Okay.
But I think you have to know. It's not one of these where you'll say, oh, yeah, that famous person did that song. No, there's nothing really famous about this guy, though he certainly did record a lot. All right.
Okay.
So, long before there was Brian Epstein, who was the Beatles' first manager? And actually, he was more of a booking agent.
Alan Williams?
Yes, absolutely. Owner of the Jacaranda Club. You are 100% right.
Okay, and how about the 743? Was that like paper towels?
No, but that's interesting you say that because I see Leah from Marcus Hook is online saying the same thing. So that's a nice guess, though.
Okay.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. You are a winner, as usual. All right, so yes, Barry knows his Beatles. That's for certain. All right, so let's see what Lisa in Dundee is going to do with 1950s movies. How's it going, Lisa?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
All right. So here we are, and this is easy. This is a gift, all right?
You're so kind to me all the time.
Well, yes. Yes. What is the first name of the main character in A Streetcar Named Desire?
The first name of the man?
No, woman. The main character. It's a woman.
Oh, Stella.
No.
No,
come on, you can do this.
Oh, you're talking about Vivian Leigh's character?
I wouldn't know what the actress is, but I know what the name is. So I'll give you one more chance.
Okay, Stella is his wife.
All right.
And Stanley Kowalski is him. Now, she is, oh my God.
The first name of the main character.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'll kick myself. Let me just think for a quick second.
Sure.
Stanley. Oh, my God. I know it's Vivian Leigh. You know I'm not going to be able to think of it.
Oh, no. Yes.
I know.
The aging Southern Belle who lives in a state of perpetual panic about her fading beauty.
Right.
You can do this. I know you can.
Oh, my God. You've got... I can hear the other two talking, and I know she's in it, but I can't remember. Let's see. I know. I mean, I've only seen the movie 100 times.
Yeah. And her sister was Stella.
Right. Stella was married to Stanley.
Right.
And then the sister came to visit.
Yeah.
And that's when all hell broke loose.
Yes.
And Scarlett. That's who she played in Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, it's it was a common name back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are going to feel bad, I know.
Well, I can't get it every week, but this one is going to, you know.
Oh, you're just...
I'm going to be mad that I missed on this kind of a question, and I know, you know.
You really are. You really are going to be upset. Blanche Dubois.
If I can picture him name.
It was Blanche.
Oh, Blanche, you just said it.
Yes, I just did. Blanche Dubois.
Blanche Dubois, of course.
Yep. You'll never forget it.
I won't.
All right.
Going to try again next week.
I'm counting on it. Thanks.
Okay. Have a good week.
All right.
Bye.
And her married name was Gray, G-R-E-Y, Blanche Dubois. And, And so, of course, a play and then a movie. So Tennessee Williams. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. So 743 what? Sherry in Naperville, what do you think?
Hi. Did you see what John typed in?
No. You tell me.
Oh, well, I'm going to say it, but it could be a question you asked last year.
Oh, then if I asked
Kleenex.
Yes, it is Kleenex. I asked it last year, huh?
And I answered it last year.
Well, so you won again.
No, I will. I'll think. Okay. You don't have to award me. I'm just trying to say
I'll,
that. Yes.
I'll have to come up with another.
I'm pretty sure last year or 15 months ago.
Well, let's remove
that
it was that recent. My goodness. Let's dump that right now, and I'll ask another question. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate you
ask
telling
me. Ask me another question.
All right. I will if you want to go. You ready?
Okay.
It's very minuscule per capita, but together it adds up. Collectively, in one Massachusetts area of about 1 million people, residents there lose $8,000 a day doing this. $8,000 a day doing what?
Oh, it's very minuscule.
Yeah, per capita. I mean, $8,000.
Per capita.
Yeah, because if there's 1 million people, $8,000 isn't very much.
Okay. Playing the lottery?
Nope.
$8,000 a day.
Yeah.
Oh, losing change in the couch.
Losing change in the couch. I like that. Man, that'd be some pretty valuable couches.
Well, just off the top of my head, I really haven't thought it through.
That's a very nice answer.
Okay. I don't know. $8,000 a year. Oh, leaving the
a day, not a year, a day.
On?
No, nope.
Or a day.
Yeah.
Leaving the lights on?
Nope.
When you leave your house?
Nope. They're actually losing the money.
Oh, they're losing the money.
Yeah.
Losing the money.
I like the couch answer, by the way, because I'm wondering how the hell they would quantify that. Do they go couch to couch?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's
great.
Throwing
extra money in the toll booth by mistake?
Nope. I like that, too.
I'm stuck on the losing money part.
Yeah.
And if it's not lottery, it's not betting on horses, is it?
It is not betting on horses. Think about it and call me back.
Okie dokie. You guys have fun.
Okay, thanks. Later. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll get to Leah and Marcus Hook, who had a guess on our last thought. I didn't realize that Kleenex was that recently. Well, now I'm not quite as impressed that that Johnny D knew, but I'm always impressed how much he knows about hominins, though. So we'll get Leah. Maybe she's got a different guest. Don in Beloit wants more World War II airplanes. All right, get down with your bad self. And Brian and Joliet, I believe, will want charts. But there's another bumper stumper coming up. Maybe the theme will start to become apparent. I'm a dreamer. All right, but maybe you'll know the artist. Now that's more possible. All right, all that and more coming up. Monday Night Trivia. So if it's Friday night, don't call. If it's Monday Night Trivia, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Nobody wants.
Yeah, but honey, I love you.
No.
You my muse.
You ain't got the power you had 10 years ago. You used to pull in the morning, and you pulled every night. And when you was pulling, baby, you pulled all right. You pulled in the summer, and you pulled every fall. But here lately, baby, you can't pull at all. But you, my mule, if you don't never pull no more, you ain't got the power you had 10 years ago.
Nothing as romantic as a mule. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, who is that? And, yeah, he was one of my faves, actually. And what does that have in common with the first thing we played? Yeah, I know. I can hear it now. Well, they were both awful, Raleigh. That's not what I meant. All right, so 888-876-5593. And, of course, we have a question. It's very minuscule in the scheme of things per capita, but together it does add up. Collectively, in one Massachusetts area about a million people, so the population is about a million, residents there lose $8,000 a day doing this. Doing what? 888-876-5593. And if you don't know my question and you don't know my bumpers, you can have your own category. Sky is the limit. We prove it every week, and we're about to prove it again with Don and Beloit. How's it going tonight, Don?
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing? How you doing?
How about yourself?
Good, good. I'm just blown away by your listeners. You know, just keeping on last week. We just have such great listeners. You know.
Oh, absolutely, and you're one of them.
Well, a lot of folks were wondering around here. What did Leah from Marcus Hook? Right? Did she get the musical position that she wanted?
She's on hold. So we'll be finding out.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm tickled, and a number of people were asking me about it.
All
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So, initially, the P-51 suffered from being underpowered at high altitudes, and of course, that was fixed when someone suggested the Rolls-Royce Merlin engine. But what was the originally installed engine in the P-51?
Wow! Wow! What a question.
I'll just take the manufacturer. Packard. You don't have to give me the model number.
Yeah, it's. I think it's the same one that the Lightning was using. I think it was an Allison. I'm going to guess it's probably an Allison.
I'll give it to you. It was the Curtis Allison. So good enough. The Curtis Allison V12.
A lot of those were made in Indianapolis area and became famous. But on that plane, it wasn't a good match. Yeah.
No. I think they wanted to sell the Mustang to the RAF. The British didn't want it until an RAF engineer suggested replacing the Curtis Allison with that Rolls-Royce, and the improvement was phenomenal. So you are a winner.
Does this quiz question you have have something to do with losing money? I'm trying to think of Massachusetts things that I know, but of course I'm an engineer scientist, but is it digging the tunnel? The tunnel project's killing them for $8,000 a piece.
No, it's actual money lost, and it could be anywhere. It just happened that this statistic came from Massachusetts, but there's no reason that it would be endemic to Massachusetts.
Okay. Is it paying tolls?
Nope.
That'd be crazy, but I was just curious. Okay.
Yeah.
Your earlier one, was that Hewlin Duvall? That
yes, absolutely. Hewlin Duvall. That's 100% okay. Right. Hewlin Duvall. You're the only other person I know who's heard of Hewlin Duvall.
And I had a roommate that was into some obscure stuff, and I thought that might have been a Grateful Dead, because the Grateful Dead covered a lot of stuff like that. So I'm guessing that was about 1950, maybe?
It was 57.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, coming or going, Hewlin Duvall. Well, you're a winner. It's just that simple. And you knew your engine anyway. So hang on, don't go away. All right.
Okay.
So Don is a double winner there. I don't know what he gets. All right, so nothing soon, but eventually, yes. All right, so now, Leah in Marcus Hook. All right, did you get the part?
No.
Why? Why?
I don't know. They just gave me they just emailed me the standard stock answer. You know, we're going in a different direction. So.
Well, what kind of different direction? It's still a musical. Oh, man.
I know. I think it was the ankle, maybe. My ankle, my crutch, maybe. They didn't want to. They didn't think I could move around the stage, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, well, that's a disappointment.
I told them it would be over in a week. I said it was just a sprained ankle, but maybe they didn't believe me. I don't know.
Well, and you weren't going to get paid anyway.
No. It was just for fun, you know.
Well, it's their loss.
It is.
Yes. Absolutely.
It is.
That's right.
I'm not depressed about it or anything.
No. As well, you should not be.
No. There'll be another show.
Yes, there will.
Every year they do two musicals. They do one in the summer and one in the fall, so.
Well, very good. So you want 1971 lyrics.
Oh, yes, please.
Wait,
can I guess on the trivia question first?
Yeah.
Is it school taxes?
Nope.
Oh, okay. They just sent me a $140 bill for school taxes.
Ah, geez. So
I know. I don't have kids in school. Why do I have to pay school taxes?
Do you own a property?
No.
Well, what? Now, this is really out there. This is Delco, Delaware County, right, Pennsylvania?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, Delaware County, Pennsylvania. They have school taxes not associated with property taxes. What tax is this associated with?
The school.
Well, no,
Wallingford, Nether Providence School District.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but I mean, based on what? It's not property tax. It's not sales tax. What is this based on? The fact that you're an occupant?
Yes.
Oh, God. Yeah, time to move. All right, so.
The fact that I'm a resident.
The fact that you're a resident, they're hitting you for $140 for the Wallingford Strathmore School District or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, I have a house there that has all my stuff in it.
Well, you rent it, right?
Yeah, I rent it out. It's cheaper.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Do you own the house?
No.
It's
cheaper than having a storage facility.
Believe me, I know that tune very well. So you're just a renter, and because you
see, all my stuff doesn't fit in Albert's house.
Right. So
I keep renting that out just to have my stuff stored because it's cheaper than a storage facility.
That address shows as your address.
Yeah.
And they have a tax for renters.
Fascinating.
Well,
yeah.
Welcome to Wallingford Swarthmore. Yes. Nether Providence. Yeah.
Welcome to Delaware County. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So here's
the worst social services and the highest school taxes.
Oh, good. No, school taxes are insane everywhere. Just insane. But
I don't see why people that don't have children in school should have to pay school taxes.
Well, you know, that's an old argument, but, you know, of course, you know, my theory is privatize it all anyway, so that's another subject. That's for a serious radio show, not for this one, but that's what I do. All right. So
well, I'm
now,
all for homeschooling anyway.
Me too. Absolutely.
And
especially now with everything being able to be online. That's one of the neat things about Arizona. You can go kindergarten through your doctorate in a university all online.
Yeah. When I lived in Parkside, my neighbor was homeschooling her kid, and he did everything online. And this was way before COVID. He did everything online. And they sent him the materials, like the science projects and everything. And I mean, it was great. He loved it.
Yeah.
And he got out and played with kids in the neighborhood.
Oh,
and he was socialized and everything. People use that as an excuse.
Well, most of the areas that allow for the online education, part of that law is that they have to take the kids in public school for sports. So even though it's a homeschooled kid, if that kid wants to try for the football team, he has the right to do that.
Right.
Yeah, so anyway, but like I say, that's for serious radio. This is just for fun. Now, you want a 1971 hit. All right.
Hopefully, that I'll remember. Hopefully it's a pop or rock song and not a...
It's not not R&B. It got to number 3 on the on the pop charts, which is pretty darn good. Let's see. Did it? Oh no, it got to number 1. This record was number 1 in 1971.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Number 1. Experience and Love Preferred.
Experience and Love Preferred.
Yeah. But we'll accept a young trainee. I mean, come on, I've given you a gift. How many songs can you think of? Experience and Love Preferred, but Will Accept a Young Trainee. Number
Zero.
1.
I can't think of any.
Well, Wanted, Young Man Single and Free. Experience and Love Preferred, but Will Accept a Young Trainee. I'm going to put it in the want ads. I need a love that's true. Going to put it in the want ads. My man and I are through. That was a Honeycomb extra, extra. Read all about it. Number 1 in 1971.
No. Yeah. No idea.
Well, next time pick a different year, because that was, it was number 1.
It was number 1 in 1971, and
yes.
Who was it?
The Honeycomb.
The Honeycomb?
Yes, it was on Hot
Wax.
I've
never heard of it.
Come on, you must have heard. Okay, all right, We're going to stop what we're doing now.
Can you play it?
Yeah, I'm about to, because I can't believe you're saying you've never heard of this. This was number 1. It was impossible to listen to Top 40 radio in 1971 without being subjected to this record.
I was listening to Three Dog Night.
Well, that's bad enough, but
let's see. And Paul Williams.
Well.
And Bread.
And Bread. All right, so it's good enough. You should have known it. Want it. I know you know this song, so let me find it here for you. All right.
I'm the worst at trivia. I'm just the worst.
All right. So.
And you know, every time you talk to Don and Beloit, it makes me miss Beloit so bad.
Ah. Well, you'll have to take a trip. All right. So you're ready for want ads, and this was a big hit. I don't see how you could have missed it.
Okay. I have no memory of this song.
And number 1.
I have no memory of this song.
Yes, summer of 1971, number 1. Big Philly record.
Wow.
Yeah. WFIL and Wibbage both. You betcha.
Wow.
Yeah, big, big hit.
Wow. Well,
we'll try again next week. No, that's
anyway.
All right. There's always next week, and I'm looking forward to it. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate
Bye.
It. All right. Yeah, one answer. I know there were people screaming at their radio when I said experience and love preferred. That's really all you needed. Well, not Leah, but everybody else. All right, so we'll get to Brian. He wants charts. July the 4th, 1968. Oh, well, we'll do it. And there's room for you, too, you know. We have another 2 hours of trivia coming up after this. So if it's Monday night, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Or if it's wrong, to want you right here in my arms. Because my cup runneth over with love for you. Oh, if we could only share a taste of love, just one sip would last forever. So
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who is she? What's she have in common with the other two we played so far? All right, 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. So we have a question. Yeah, indeed. It's very minuscule per capita, but together it does add up. Collectively, in one Massachusetts area of about 1 million people, residents there lose $8,000 a day doing this. Doing what? All right, 888-876-5593. John in Waukegan's got a request for later this week. All right, John, what is it you want to hear?
Etta James, I'd rather go blind.
A fine choice. Of course, anything by Etta James is a fine choice as far as I'm concerned, but I'll be happy to play that for you later in the week.
That's my girl, Etta.
Yeah, good choice. Okay, okay. We'll do it. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. So, of course, we can't do them on Monday night, of course, because Monday night trivia, the bumpers are all spoken for. Is there bumper stumpers? And we have you guess the artist and the theme. And knowing the artist will make you a winner, and knowing the theme will make you a winner. You don't have to know both. So we played three of them so far, and Hewlin Duvall was guest, coming or going, 1957. So then, of course, You're My Mule. Makes me laugh. And this last one, which should be easy. I think. But then we'll have another eight coming up. So before the end of the night, maybe the theme will be apparent or maybe not. And again, we thank Carol Ford and her magnificent for the idea. So Brian and Joliet, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, was that bumper Brenda Holloway?
No.
I was going to ask, it was Juan Ed's Howlin' Dozier, Howlin' the Writers?
You know, I don't know who wrote Juan Ed's. That's a great question. I'm not sure. I'll look it up. Let's find out together, shall we?
All right.
And so I think they're great lyrics myself. But what I'm doing is looking for a picture of the record. And that's easy enough to find. So, all right. Now let me blow it up and see who they give Reddit credit to. No. No.
No?
G. Johnson, C. Perry, and B. Perkins. And that would kind of tell you that, Edward Holland Jr. was in the group, but no, it wasn't. All right. So no, it was not. And the Honeycomb, that's sort of a medley of their hit as far as that goes. They're from L.A., and so there you
go. I kind of had a Holland Dozier Holland feel to
it. Well, Eddie Holland was in, was the producer of the group.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and, Holland Dozier Holland, Eddie Holland was definitely one of the three, but he didn't write it. And let's see, did he have any writer credit on that at all? Was he partial writer of that? Because I don't know, he might have been, but he produced that record. And, you know, they also had one Monkey Don't Stop No Show, which was kind of a hit. But this was a huge hit. And no, he did not write it. And this says he didn't produce it either, but I know that he was involved with them heavily. So it says Greg Perry produced it, who was a co-writer. But I know that Eddie Holland was definitely part of Honeycomb. They formed in 69 in L.A. They disbanded in 73, and like I say, Eddie Holland Jr. was the big deal with them. So that's as far as the girls. It was Edna Wright, who was Darlene Love's sister, by the way, and Carolyn Willis and Shelley Clark. And
that's interesting.
Yeah, and of course Hot Wax was a label that Holland Dozier Holland operated after they departed from Motown. So, you know, there's a connection there too. But no, other than the record label, no direct connection. But like I say, I'm pretty sure Eddie Holland was heavily involved with this group. I know he signed them, but he had left with Lamont Dozier and Brian Holland to form Hot Wax, and it was right about the time, and they he offered Edna, you know, Darlene Love's sister, a contract, but she wanted to be in a group, and so they went with Honeycomb, which was at the time a flavor of ice cream.
Oh,
Yep.
Well, thank you. That's very interesting.
Now, I'll tell you who was a co-writer in that song. It was General Johnson.
Who's that?
General Johnson. Beach music extraordinaire. He also, of course, General Johnson was chairman of the board. Give me just a little more time. And before that, the showman, you know, 39, 21, 40 shape and all that. So, yeah, General Johnson was a co-writer. He had written for Motown for a while as well. And Greg Perry, I think, was Edna's boyfriend. So that was the deal there.
Well, could we do the chart toppers then for July 4th? 1968?
Yes, let us do that. 4th of July, 1968. Actually, let us do the news, and as soon as the news is over, we will do the 4th of July, 1968. Don't go away, and we'll pick
it up
there.
All right, I'll be here.
Good deal for another 2 hours of music. Monday Night Trivia, more than music, actually. Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
Well, let me tell you about a half-day rap, but 10 years later on, he was getting fat and wore a Homburg hat, cause most of his hair was gone. And Clyde, his trusty camel, had furnished 3 separate paths with the loot he'd made, cause he made the grade of posing for cigarette ads. He was smoking more now and enjoying every second of it. Even had a tattoo of a cowboy on his left front paw and a flip-top hump. And you all remember Fatima and a dance of the seven veils, where she gained some weight, wore size 48, and she looked like Soupy Sales. Fatima's face was breaking out from eating her figs and dates. So they both got dressed and they headed west on a voyage to the States. Together then they leaped on Clyde and lurched into the sea. And Clyde, he swam like Tarzan, chasing Brenda Lee. Friends, did you ever see a camel surf? I tell you, it was the funniest thing since Psycho. It was a real stormy trip. Clyde couldn't take much more. He had 4 stomachs, and all of them was weak. And he said, oh, oh, which in a camel talk means,
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. Well, there's your bumper stumper. Yeah, 1962. Who is it? And what does that have in common with the other three we played last hour? So I wasn't sure I was going to use that, but John heard it and laughed out loud. Said, okay, yeah. And the artist was one of my faves, but not for his singing prowess as far as that goes, but a great writer. So 888-876-5593. Not songs either. All right. So there's your only clue to that. So we're back to Brian and Joliet, and we're going to do top 10, and it's going to be 4th of July, 1968. Are you ready?
Yes.
Number one, This Guy's in Love with You. Oh, you have to know this. This Guy's...
Herb Albert?
Yes, of course. Absolutely. Yes, one of the few songs you hear him singing on. Number two, The Horse.
The Horse.
Yeah, it's an instrumental. And this is an instrumental that I'll tell you, every high school band for like 12 years played this everywhere.
Noble?
I got to have...
Last name, Noble?
Yeah, what's the first name? Well, Noble's, but what's his first name?
Oh, Cliff?
Yes, absolutely right. Cliff Nobles. You betcha. Number three, Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Rolling Stones.
Number four, The Look of Love. Not the
Dusty Springfield?
No. And not the Leslie Gore record, which I really did love, but this is The Look of Love.
Oh, that was Leslie Gore?
No, it wasn't. That's what I'm saying. There was a Leslie Gore song called The Look of Love a couple of years earlier, which I loved. This is not the same song. This was a big hit.
The Look of Love was not Dusty Springfield?
No.
Look of Love.
Yeah. Oh, you should know. This was a big hit, obviously.
Hmm.
Let's Let's and of course I'm looking on this computer. I probably every one of them. I probably have the wonderful Leslie Gore record. But let me see. Yeah. Now Dusty Springfield did it, but we're talking about the hit.
Oh, the hit. Oh, was it Sergio Mendez?
Yes, absolutely. Number four, Sergio Mendez. You betcha. Number five, Grazing in the Grass.
Oh, Grazing in the Grass. Okay. Hugh Masekela?
Yep. Number six, Lady Willpower.
Oh, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Number seven, Angel of the Morning.
Angel of the Morning.
Yeah, big Seattle lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a Friday
special. Okay, yeah, I know the song.
Just Call Me Angel of the Morning.
I forgot her name.
Merrily Rush.
Okay.
Yes, totally forgettable, actually. Number eight. Here Comes the Judge. So, of course, you got choices there, but you got to tell me which one.
Here Comes the Judge. Oh, my goodness.
It was number eight.
Flip Wilson.
No, and this record charted by a couple different people.
Here Comes the Judge.
You don't remember
I don't know that one.
Okay, well,
Flip Wilson had on his show had a thing.
Well, that's where it came from.
Oh, it really?
Yeah, of course. But there were two charts, two artists who hit with it. And one of them was Pigmeat Markham.
Joe Tex?
No. Come on, he's one of my all-time favorite artists. You should be able to do this. Because he wrote one, and the Magistrates did it too. It's not them. I'm trying to think of what else I can tell you for clues. Yeah, I play him fairly regularly, not for that song, but for another one. I'll let you hear some of him, and he should be somewhat familiar.
Hear ye, the court's in session. The court's in session now. Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Here come the judge.
That fudge, 'cause here come the judge. Don't nobody budge, 'cause here come the judge. Judge Shorty is presiding today.
It was on the Soul label.
Yeah, that one slides right by me, Raleigh. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and that, like I say, that was a hit. The Magistrates had it, and Pigmeat Markham had it, but the big hit was Shorty Long.
Okay. All right.
Well, you don't,
that's funny.
You don't even remember Shorty Long?
No.
He did one of my all-time favorites, and he wrote it to the original Devil with the Blue Dress.
Oh, okay.
Now, have you heard his version?
Of Devil with... No.
Okay,
well,
you
got to
hear
some
of it, because Mitch Ryder ruined that record. But here's how it was supposed to sound. Writer, so that's what it was originally.
Well, the original is way better, and I love the bluesy feel to it.
Yeah.
And actually, way back in my dancing days, that one would have been much more fun to dance.
Yes, it sure would have. All right, so that's we still got two more to go, and you know number nine, MacArthur Park.
Oh, MacArthur Park. Oh gosh. Let's see. Somebody left the cake out in the rain.
I'm afraid they did.
Oh, gosh. Who was that? An actor, too.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him in several films.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. How could I forget his name?
Including Harry Potter.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I have a brain cramp. I forgot the guy's name.
Richard Harris.
Richard Harris, yeah. He was in several films. I know that, yeah. Too.
And number 10.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, that song, when that came out, myself and classmates, we used to laugh at it. We thought it was funny.
Well, number 10. Reach.
Someone let the cake out in the rain.
Yeah, right. I know. You hope they're drug-fueled lyrics, because you'd hate to think anybody wrote that sober. All right. number 10, Reach Out of the Darkness. I think it's so groovy now. People are bound to get together. I think it's so groovy now. Ugh.
Gosh.
Horrible song.
See, reach out. Okay.
And Joe South and Bill Lowry produced it. Just terrible.
Okay.
Not to their credit.
I'm just going to take a guess. Was it Spanky and Our Gang?
No, it was Friend and Lover.
Oh, wow. So, I don't think I got 7.
No, but it's always fun doing it. We'll do it again next week.
Okay, Raleigh.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Okay.
Take care.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, I had no idea that Joe South, he probably wrote it, for God's sakes, but that's a horrible thought, isn't it? All right, 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, and we do have our question, of course. Very minuscule per capita, but together it does add up. Collectively, in one Massachusetts area of about 1 million people, residents there lose $8,000 a day doing this. Doing what? All right, so Marianne in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
Okay, I don't know if anybody's guessed this, but were these people paid to lose weight?
No. And that's funny. I guess they'd lose money that way. No. They're actually losing money.
Oh, losing. I thought paid. Okay.
Nope.
My bad.
All right. Well, if you think of it, call me back. Thanks.
Okay, right. Goodbye.
Yeah, they're losing it, all right. And, kind of me in this show very often. But let's see. John in Covington wants 1960s TV trivia. Well, I got one for John. How's it going tonight, John?
Thank you, Raleigh. Thank you much. Let me guess on the... Would it be throwing money in a pond or a wishing well?
No. That's nice, no. Though. I like that.
Okay.
All right. And some would say that wasn't losing the money, that would be a good use of it. I don't know. I'll leave it to those who believe in that stuff. All right. So now, when the Clampett clan left the country life for Beverly Hills, who did Jed leave in charge of the old house?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Bea Benadire, Pearl Bodine.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Pearl, her cousin Pearl. Yeah,
yeah.
Moving out to California after he struck oil. Yeah.
That lady, that Pearl, Bea Benadire, she had such a career. She was really good.
Sure she was.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think that she was expecting that her later life would be part of the CBS country sitcoms.
I hear you. I'll call you later in the week because I have a lengthy question about the Dixie Cups.
Oh, okay. I'll look forward to that.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, Bea Benadire, she was born in San Francisco. Well, actually, she might have been born in New York, but she grew up in San Francisco and then, of course, made it down to L.A. Early on. And, that was the deal with that. But she absolutely was quite the actress, starting with radio dramas, of course, on KFRC in 1926, when Don Lee took it over, the Don Lee Network from way back in the day. And she was doing that, and she went to Hollywood in 36. And she was on KHJ. Again, this is not Boss Radio. This is 36, so we're talking about radio dramas. And, she made her network radio debut with Orson Welles and, Mercury Theater, and then did a number of other things as well. And then she wound up being a voice actress, and that was, to this day, that's money. And so she was did a lot of the female roles for Merry Melodies and Looney Tunes, the animated shorts that would show before the movies and stuff like that. And she did a lot of that stuff. And then she was actually the first choice for I Love Lucy to be Ethel Mertz. And she didn't picture anybody but Bea Benaderet. And unfortunately, she had to turn it down. She was contracted to Burns and Allen. So that's when they got Vivian Vance. But yeah, she did an awful lot. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And, well, I can't remember if we did a break this half hour or not. Yeah, it's come to that now. But I don't know. So that's terrible to say, but I don't know. I will assume that we did and move directly on to, actually, I'll assume we didn't. So we'll be right back in moments right here on WGN Radio. James. Okay, who are they? And what does that have in common with everything else we have played so far tonight? We'll have another one coming up in moments right here. So 888-876-5593. Again, if it's Friday night, sit back and enjoy the show. It's a replay. If it's Monday night, well, trundle over to your phone right now. 888-876-5593. I throw out a question, and all the bumpers are up for grabs, the bumper stumpers, and there's two things involved. One is knowing the artists. Any one of them you hear, you know, by all means, call and you win. Or knowing the theme, and there's something that ties all of these songs together. I know that sounds odd, considering what you've heard so far, but something does. And we'll pick it up with another one right there. So my question that I throw out, well, it's very minuscule per capita, but together it does add up. Collectively, in one Massachusetts area of about 1 million people, residents there lose $8,000 a day doing this. Yeah. What are they doing that's causing them to lose collectively $8,000 a day? 888-876-5593. And if you don't know my bumper stumpers and you don't like my question, you can have your own category. And sky is the limit on that. We're going to come back with Fran in Austin. She's really good at this. We're going to do 1967 lyrics, and I've already got it picked out. I probably should just take her address down again and send her the prize because she'll get it. And we'll see if you do too. Coming up right here on WGN Radio.
That is true. I should know.
I should know.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who are they? 1962. And what do they have in common with everything else we played tonight? Well, 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And let's see what we're doing here. Oh, I know, lyrics. So I love doing lyrics with Fran. She always gets it. And I always try to find something that she won't get, and I probably have failed again. So hello, Fran. How's it going?
Hey, Raleigh, thanks for the build-up. I hope I can live up to it.
I don't know. You know, I'm looking at this and thinking, I wouldn't, and I know the song really well, but I think you will. So here you go. That's it, baby. Now you got to swing. Come on, baby, and shake that thing. Oh, man, I might have gotten Fran. That's pretty good.
You might have.
Yeah. Baby, oh, baby comes after that. Come on, baby. It ain't so hard to do. You've been doing it ever since you were two.
Since you were two.
Yeah, there you go. Now you got it.
Barefooting?
No. Oh, man. Boogaloo Down Broadway, the fantastic Johnny C.
Oh, shoot. I don't know where I got barefooting.
Yeah.
Barefooting ever since I was two.
Right,
okay.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know,
that's
you
where I got that. Now at least I know the connection, but, oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah, Boogaloo
oh, well,
down Broadway. Pretty
can't
good.
Win them all. You got me.
Well, it's rare, and I'm sure I won't next week. Thanks for calling. Talk to you soon.
Okay, Raleigh, thanks. All right. Bye.
Good deal. So, yeah, Boogaloo Down Broadway. But, yeah, I looked at that lyric when I first saw it. I thought, well, if she gets it, that's pretty good because I wouldn't. That's for sure. All right, so let's see. We're going to do some guesses and some MASH TV trivia. Well, why not with Brian? But first, Stacy and Algonquin's got some guesses. So, hello, Stacy. What do you think?
Hi, Raleigh. Now, they're spending $8,000 a day in Massachusetts.
Well, I didn't say that. They're losing $8,000 a day. I didn't say they were spending it.
Oh, they're losing.
Yeah, they're losing it.
What about in the stock market?
Nope.
Gambling?
Nope.
Let's see. Losing $7,000. What did he have to do, like, with going to a particular doctor for, you know, like a psychiatrist, psychologist?
Nope. They're not spending it. They're losing it.
They're losing it. What about drugs?
Nope.
$8,000 a day. And it wasn't, like, gambling.
Nope.
No. Would it be something with, taxes, certain taxes, or something like that, if they're
nope.
in a high bracket?
Nope. Nope.
Oh, my last one. Losing. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no, that's it for me. I'm just going to take another question.
All right. What kind of question do you want?
Okay. Charade. The movie Charade with Cary Grant, Audrey Hepburn, George Kennedy, that mystery.
All right.
Walter Matthau.
Okay. All right. So I know, I know, and I'm trying to come up with something that will be good for you. So hang on, don't go away. Give me a few minutes to think about that. All right. So that's specific. I told you you could have your own category, and I didn't tell you you couldn't be specific. So we'll put Stacy on hold and get to Brian in Jefferson City. How's it going tonight, Brian?
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
Oh, not bad for a Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to guess, like, parking tickets or parking meters?
Nope.
What about the erosion of beachfront property?
Nope.
Gosh, I don't know. Well, I can't think of any others. I told John if you could do any MASH, the TV series MASH or Gilligan's Island trivia.
Oh, let's do some MASH. All right.
Sure.
Why not here? And here you go. What words are on Margaret's pillow in the MASH episode where she gets engaged to Donald?
Hot lips?
No, Sunrise, Colorado. Sunrise, Colo.
Oh, okay.
All right. Call me next week. We'll do it again.
Okay. Thanks, Raleigh.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess you got to watch closely. And of course, beats the heck out of me. I read these questions. I would never know the answers. So now back to Stacy. And Stacy wanted very specific trivia, and we've got it from the movie Charade. Okay. So here we go, Stacy. Seven studios rejected the original screenplay. Peter Stone wrote it. And so he turned it into a novel and serialized it in a magazine. And that in turn sparked interest from all seven studios. What magazine did he serialize it in?
Oh, my God. You always ask the hardest questions.
Well, if you're going to be specific about the movie, I'm going to be hard with the questions. You bet it.
Oh, I thought it would be from the movie.
No.
Oh, my God. A magazine?
Yes, yes. That's the only way he'd get this made. He, like I say, seven studios rejected the screenplay. They said, nah. So the screenwriter, who was Peter Stone, turned it into a novel and serialized it in a magazine, which in turn sparked interest from all seven studios. What magazine?
You know, I'm just going to say Playboy.
Red Book.
Okay.
So how about that?
Kind of close.
Yeah, in a way. I guess you'll never forget it.
So, no, that's okay. Try again.
Yes.
Get it right.
We'll count on it next week. Thanks. Appreciate it, Stacy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. So a very minuscule per capita together it adds up, and collectively in one Massachusetts area of about 1 million people, residents there lose $8,000 a day doing this. Now, again, they're not spending the money. They're losing the money. What are they doing that's causing them to lose the money? 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH. So there is your question there. Now we've had several bumpers. I got another one coming up. They all have something in common. And, you don't have to tell me that. You can tell me who the artist is, like that last one or this one coming up, if you know, by all means. So far, we've only had, one, Donna Malloyt was the only one who got Hewlin Duvall. Everything else is absolutely up for grabs. So that's the deal. I got, five more coming up and one in moments. So, and if you don't like my stuff, well, that's all right. Just have your own category. Yeah, be that way. We'll find a question for you. You know something about something. So let us know what, and we'll come up with a question for you right here. And you're doing it for the fun of it. Again, eventually you get something, emphasis on eventually, not really worth having. So it's for the fun of it. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Yeah. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who's that? 1970, and it's a Chicago record, too. So, 888-876-5593. And what do they have in common with everything else we played tonight? So, all right, let's see what we're going to do here. I believe we're going to take some guesses on our question. Very minuscule per capita. Together it adds up. Collectively in one Massachusetts area of about 1 million people, residents there lose $8,000 a day doing this, doing what? All right, so we got Bruce in Elwood. What do you think, Bruce?
People throwing pennies in a little tray at the store.
Oh, that's interesting. That's not it.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot, then.
Thanks. Appreciate it. It's a nice guess. Yeah, it's a lovely guess. It's just not right. That's the only thing wrong with it. All right, so we've got Michelle in Geneva. What's happening tonight, Michelle?
Hey, Raleigh. How are you? All good right. To hear you.
Thank you.
I'm kind of going to guess, and I thought of another guess while I was holding.
Okay.
Would it be that money you lose in your clothes in the wash?
Oh, that's good. I like that. No, I like that, though. That's an excellent answer.
How about money in a vending machine?
Nope.
Okay. I'm 0 for 2.
All right.
Hey, can I do a trivia?
Sure.
I'm blowing it on the bumper stumpers this day.
Okay.
Not doing too well, but...
So what do you know something about?
At the risk of being politically incorrect, how about Gone with the Wind?
Why not? All right. I'm sure I can come up with something. There's probably dozens of sites that have just that...
Oh, I'm sure.
Yes. Let's see what we can... Oh, here's one that says 190 Gone with the Wind trivia questions.
Holy cack.
Yeah, I know. Well, I better go to the end of it and make sure they'll give me 190 answers.
yeah, right.
Yeah, a lot of time it's like, hey, now wait a minute. Give me an answer here. All right. Oh, I don't think this one does, actually. All right. Actually, yeah, okay, we're good. The character of Scarlet was originally given a different name by Margaret Mitchell. What was it?
Pansy.
Yes, absolutely. Pansy O'Hara. We have a winner. And it was the book publisher who thought better of it, saying, no, not Pansy. Yeah, all right. Well, you're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Oh, cool. Thanks,
all right,
Raleigh.
Good deal. So, yes, Pansy. Yeah. What mother would do that to a child? All right. So now, let's see. We've got Gail and Downers Grove. There you go. So, Gail, what do you think?
Good evening, Raleigh.
Yeah.
I was just tuning in, but I thought that perhaps I would answer possibly a trivia about the Massachusetts.
Yeah, they
the
lose.
The only thing that came to mind to me was lobster fishing.
No, that's interesting. No, not even close.
Oh, okay.
But it's a nice
and
guess.
And the other thing might have been having to do with possibly the movie Jaws.
Oh, you would like trivia on the movie Jaws?
No. I just thought maybe they were losing.
Oh, I see what you mean. No, that's hilarious. No, it's not.
I happened to be on my honeymoon there.
Yeah.
And while they were filming the original movie Jaws, and we were in the funeral scene.
Really?
My husband and I, because they did not have enough people to on the island in May
of 1974. Stand-ins.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So this was 1974, and
May of 74, May 5th,
right.
May 4th. I'm sorry.
Okay, and it was filmed in Martha's Vineyard, although the fictional town was Amity Island in New York. But so there you were, and you got to be extras. Did they pay you?
Actually, it was so minor. We just kind of declined it because there were so many European movie directors or techs or whatever on there. It just was too confusing. It's such a small, and it was there was sort of iffy weather. You know, it was very cold and rainy there.
Yeah,
and you know, so we just kind of wanted to get done with it. But they were desperate for anybody to help them out.
Oh, that's really funny. So they grabbed you off the street.
I just remember tripping over all the cables all over that island because it was so long ago, all they had were these strange camera things set up.
They were also playing Beat the Clock because they had to rap before an actor's strike. So they were really intent on doing this in a shorter period of time. They wanted to avoid July 4th, obviously. But the big thing was that there was going to be an actor's strike, and they did not want to be shutted by that. So they're like, do it now. So that that kind of jives with what you're saying in terms of, you know, yeah, they'll take anybody they can get. Drag them off the street. Put them in the scene. But
yeah.
So,
that's what happened to us. But that's a very short story on what happened to us on our honeymoon for a week there. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Well, it's, but, and you stayed married.
Yes. Good. Unfortunately, my husband passed away in 07 of cancer at age 60. So I've been a widow a while. But, yes, we did stay married.
that's great, but I'm so sorry you lost him so young.
Yeah, well, another long story, but, you know, that's the way life goes, and we had such wonderful times together throughout our marriage, so
that's
I'm
great.
Very happily widowed, as they say.
There you are.
I was going to ask a favor, and it any time next week, whenever, would you play something from Barry White?
Sure. Anything in particular?
No. Anything you would like to play.
All right. I'll do it for sure.
Well, thank you again so much, and be well.
Thanks,
be
Gail.
Happy.
Call me again. I appreciate it.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Okay, great. Yeah. Yeah, how neat. So, 888-876-5593. And let's see, Johnny D wants to take a guess. All right, Johnny D, what do you think?
Yeah, Rolly, I'm back. I figured let me try this because a thought came to mind, and you know, since you stumped me on the Cro-Magnon and everything, darn it.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I'm thinking on this. Okay, you got a million people in a community in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And they collectively they lose $8,000 a year or a day?
A day.
Oh, God. That might throw a wrench into my thinking. But, all right, they collectively lose $8,000 a day by, that is a million people, you say.
Yes.
So they're collectively losing $8,000 a day by vacuuming out their vehicles.
Oh, if only. No, most of them are probably slobs. They're not doing that.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, they probably don't know. It gets sucked into the vacuum.
Yeah.
You know, it's change and stuff like that.
It's a great answer.
Yeah.
It
All
is.
Right, how about, what was it? There was another one I had in mind. What was I going to say? Just dropping it, you know, dropping change or somewhere. Or something.
Well, you know, you're closer than anybody else, so refine that for me. Think about it and refine that.
Think about which one?
Well, you said just dropping change. So, you know, that's closer than anybody else, so just to refine it some. Because they're doing something specific.
Okay.
It's not just falling out of their pocket. They're doing something specific.
Okay.
But you're awfully close. You are close.
Why the heck is that?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Dropping it, huh?
Hang on, because the news is going to come up, and I'll give you a chance to think about it.
Okay, I'll think about this.
Yeah, and I'll get back to you first, so we won't let anybody steal your thunder. All right.
Okay.
So hold on.
Thanks.
We'll see how you do. So, $8,000 a day. What are they doing? And yeah, they're doing something all right. So, and they are losing it. So, yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm losing it. So we have another hour of Monday Night Trivia coming up. We've got four more bumper stumpers for a theme to appear, but so far you haven't even guessed on any of the artists other than Hewlin Duvall. So we'll see how you get on the next four. Yes, including an artist I know you know, and three that, well, one of them maybe, and two that definitely not, but maybe you'll just have this arcane bit of knowledge, and you'll win a trivia, which, like I say, you're mostly doing for the fun of it. So if it's Friday night, sit back, enjoy the show. If it's Monday night, call 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
talking out my head with no appetite and wishing I was dead, yeah, baby. Got me loving, twisting and a turning, can't sleep at night, talking to myself, don't know wrong from right, yeah, baby, yeah, baby, ah, well, you got me, little baby, got me loving. Looking for the sun in the middle of the night. Looking for the moon in the broad daylight. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Well, you got me, little baby. Got me loving.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is she? And what does that song have in common with everything else we've played tonight? So, 888-876-5593. It's Monday night, so if it is Monday night, by all means call. But right now, every line is busy. So, if you get a busy signal at 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh, well, then call back as soon as you hear somebody hang up. And so Johnny D. has been holding on, thinking about the question. It's very minuscule per capita, but together it adds up. Collectively, in one Massachusetts area of about 1 million people, residents there lose $8,000 a day doing this. Doing what? All right, Johnny D., the floor is yours.
Okay. Well, you said it wasn't just dropping money or coins or whatever, dollar bills, who knows. It wasn't just intentionally dropping them. How about accidentally dropping?
Well, you know, you're dancing around it. You just have to be more specific.
All right. I'll say this. I also was thinking they're missing their pocket or purse or wallet. Missing it?
No.
Know what I mean?
No. Yeah, I do know. Nope.
All right.
They're actually doing something.
Well, sure. They're bending over.
Oh man, I just censored.
What the heck are you talking about, directly?
Yeah, just censored everything.
Running, jogging.
No.
What else did I put here? Pitching.
Fence, you're so close, and it's just you're just not coming up with a scenario.
Which one am I close on?
Well, when I'm not going to tell you that. Not going to tell you
when
that.
I say dropping or when I say pitching or
no, huh? Yeah, it could be either of that. Actually, it could be either.
Could be either, huh?
Yeah, it could be.
All right.
But they're specifically doing something, whether they know it or not. They're specifically doing something.
Throwing money away. I don't know.
Good enough. Good enough. I'm going to give it to you for that. That is exactly...
Throwing money away, sure.
Yeah, right, sure. That is exactly right, throwing money away. Apparently, Dr. William Ratha studied an incinerator serving 1 million people in Massachusetts and found $8,000 in coins every day that residents simply threw away.
See that?
Yeah,
and how dumb people are.
Right, it wasn't on the street, like I say. It wasn't just losing it or any of that. They actually threw this in the trash. It made it to the incinerator. $8,000
really?
A day.
Wow.
Yeah. Now,
in other words, didn't it get incinerated?
Well, I mean, you know. No. Obviously, before it goes through the incineration process, there's a holding, and that's what this guy.
Well, I'd like to have that job.
Yeah, well, William Rathman.
That's what he's saying.
Well,
let's go through this stuff, man.
Yeah, I know, $8,000 a day, but think of what you have to go through to get that.
Yeah, I guess it'd be pretty unsanitary.
I would think it comes under the heading of "there's no money minted worth this." But anyway, that's what he did.
Hey,
found out.
That,
yeah. Throw it away.
I redeemed myself because you juked me out on that hominid question.
All right, well, hang on. Don't go away. You're a winner.
Oh, by the way, Raleigh, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I changed the title of that song I'm working on. Actually, I got it done. It's just I haven't written it down yet.
Mm.
But I changed it to, instead of Big Star Raleigh, I'm going to call it The Raleigh Ride. Because the name of the song is The Ride.
All right. Well, I'll look forward
to The Raleigh Ride. I have it done by this week. Yeah.
All right. Well, hang on. Don't go away. All right. We'll confirm that address. But that's what they do. They throw it away. And, you know, I found this so interesting because, yes, everybody can lose money or whatever. But, no, this is intentional. It makes it to the trash. Yeah, right. Makes it to the incinerator. $8,000 a day. Yeah. All right. So, you need another question. I can tell you need another question. So, let's see what we're going to give you. Well, I'll stay with researchers here. Researchers have been doing this for more than 100 years. Yeah. But it wasn't until the mid-1990s that a word for it appeared in the dictionary. What is the word? Researchers have been doing this, you know, in the research study, of course, for more than 100 years. But it wasn't until the mid-1990s that a word for it appeared in the dictionary. What's the word? All right, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, there's one line available for you. There's another bumper stumper coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio.
You sure can't hide. Now you can run on, pretty baby, honey, but you sure can't hide. I know one day you're gonna realize. Listen. You can run to the east, baby. Honey, you can run to the west. You can run to your lover's arms. He's the one that's supposed to love the best. I say you can run on, run on, run on, baby. Honey, but you sure can't hide.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is it? Oh, come on. You should know this guy. 1965. All right, what's it have in common with everything else that we have played tonight? Yeah, there's a definite thread here, a theme, I guarantee you. All right, so our new question. Researchers have been doing this for more than 100 years in the gathering of their information. But it wasn't until the mid-1990s that a word for it appeared in the dictionary. What is the word? All right, Leah and Marcus Hook, what do you think?
Hi, Raleigh. First of all, guess what movie just came on?
What?
Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, jeez. Well.
I know.
Well.
Yeah, I know. But my guess is double blind studies.
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
Nice, though. I like that. Just not right.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So, not double blind. 888-876-5593. They've been doing it for over 100 years. Yeah. But it wasn't until the mid-90s that a term was coined and put in the dictionary, no less. Don in Beloit's going to take a guess. What do you think, Don?
It's a word. Is it demographic?
No.
Demographic?
No.
Okay. I wanted to guess the song before this last one, that woman, right?
Okay, yeah, baby.
Wow, that was really something. I mean, it's just a pure guess, but is it that godmother of rock and roll, that percussion was something else? Sister Rosetta, her name
nope.
was called? Rosetta
nope.
Tharpe?
Nope.
I thought maybe it was her, but it was a really good song, whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's any reason you would know her other than to know her.
It sort of sounded like that Sister Rosetta. That's why I was kind of thinking it might
be
her. Sorry.
No, it absolutely is not.
So, you know that?
Yes.
Okay. You know that garbage burner is very famous just south of Boston and West Wareham. It's called CMAS. It's a big trash burner that burns all that garbage. It's probably where that person did all that weird goofy study found that.
All I can figure is the guy who did the study. It must have been like his PhD dissertation or something. Who else goes through the trash? And what else did he find?
Oh, there's lots of people that go through the trash and stuff like that. You'd be surprised.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I had a job when I was very young doing that radio station. Paid me to go through the trash of competing radio station.
Wow. Absolutely. Now there, you get some real research, Raleigh. That's where you get the real research.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, Donna Beloit lives alone with like about 10 chickens I raised. But I think we all need to get a big laugh. But later in the week, could you do like some goofball stuff? Like how about Louis Jordan and his Tin Panty Five? That
ain't nobody here but sure. Well, or the Hen House, or the Hen House Five Plus Two in the Mood, which is a chicken song.
Any of those things would be great.
Okay, and I love Louis Jordan. All right, you got it.
Okay,
right.
thank you so much.
Appreciate
it. Have a good one.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
And in fact, nobody's going to get it, so I'll tell you, I played Louis Jordan tonight. You didn't get it. So, all right, so we're dancing around this one, and I expect a winner here. Researchers have been doing this for more than 100 years, but it won until the mid-1990s that a word for it appeared in the dictionary. What's the word? Yeah, 888-876-5593, 88-88-Raleigh. Now, we do have another two bumper stumpers coming up. At the end of the night, I will reveal what the theme was. No one even guessing on a theme. I should probably tell you a little more about the songs as the hour progresses, and maybe you will have a thought or two. But I'll reveal it otherwise, and I'll also tell you who all the artists were. But I thought it was a great idea, and it was Carol, Queen of Show Prep, who came up with it, and a great one it was. So if you didn't like the songs, blame me for that. But if you don't like the theme, well, everybody will like the theme. All right, so what else do we have here? You know, we have plenty of room for you, and which is, of course, a euphemism. There's absolutely nobody calling. So if you never get in on trivia and you want to, this is your chance. And, of course, I can't play trivia without you. There's a lot of things I can prattle on Tuesday through Thursday, talk about this or that. Well, tomorrow night, Charlie Gracie Jr. is going to join us in the first hour. I'm looking forward to that. His dad is being honored at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He should be inducted, but he's not, but he's being honored. So we'll talk about what's been going on with that. And sadly, Charlie Sr. no longer with us, but his music lives on and on. So we'll talk about that. I also heard from another old friend John Hook, Fessa Hook. And he had some of the best beach music magazines ever. He really did. It Will Stand and others. And he's moved back home to Kansas City, but he's going to be on the radio there soon, I understand, but I'm gonna twist his arm and have him on to talk about beach music. Because he was one of the real purveyors of that in Charlotte. I think he went to WIST as program director around 1970 and played quite a lot of it. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and as I say, I'm expecting maybe some guesses on the theme, but I'll say it would help to know the labels. And that's the closest you're going to get to a clue from me right now. But in the meantime, you know you can have your own category. And everybody knows something about something. You know, you're an expert at something, no matter what it is. Maybe it is only Gone with the Wind trivia. I don't know. Yes, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. But whatever it is, you know something about it. And I would like for you to, in fact, tell me what it is. You can strut your stuff. We'll find your question and make you a winner. Marlene is a first-time caller. She's in Lombard, Illinois. So, Marlene, thanks for calling WGN.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
I'm guessing the word placebo.
Well, that's great. It's not right, but it's great. I like that. Nope.
Okay.
All right. If you think of something else, call me back.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. I mean, that's so well thought. No, it's one of my questions. There's nothing well thought about this. You know that the answer is going to be out there. Yeah, truly out there in lunar rotation. But let's see. Tommy in Chicago heard a bumper he knows. I bet you I know which one, too. So what'd you hear?
Hello, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself, Tommy?
Feeling good. Feeling good. Listening to you. That Johnny Taylor you played. That's
absolutely. Run, but you can't hide. 1965 on SAR. Yes.
Oh, I was a baby.
Oh, well, all right, there you go. But you're absolutely right.
Thank you
right.
so much.
All right, great hang on, show, we'll yeah. Confirm that address, don't go away. All right, so now we had Hewlin Duvall, the first one out of the box, with Coming or Going on Challenge. And now we've had Johnny Taylor, Run But You Can't Hide, 1965 on SAR. All right, so what could they possibly have in common? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. And yes, researchers have been doing this for more than 100 years, but it wasn't until the mid-1990s that a word for it appeared in the dictionary. And I want to know what the word is. And so I mentioned before about the practice. Advertisers did it in the early 1900s to find out kind of soap people were using. But it wasn't until the 1990s that a researcher went through the same methodology for something other than soap. And next thing you know, a word is coined for it, and it's put in a dictionary. Soap wasn't good enough, but I guess this other subject was. So, yes, a polite term for it. What's the term? I'm confusing you probably, but again, we've got another half hour of music trivia, and all trivia, not just music. You don't have to know something about music, but if you do, we can do charts, or we can do lyrics, or we can do audio. So, assuming you were paying any attention to the radio at any time, we probably can play you something that you will say, oh, I know that song, or not. Yeah, so that's the deal. But 888-876-5593, 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. And that will do it. Again, I got to have you because trivia is one that I can't do without you. However, I can review what's going on, and Carol so informs me on this stuff too. And the next full moon, by the way, is a week from today, Monday morning, July 3rd at 6:38 Central. The Buck Moon is named for antlers, of course, that emerge from the buck's forehead around this time of the year. It's also the Thunder Moon, the Hay Moon, the Wort Moon. So you pick any one you like. New Moon, and that's where we write our prosperity checks. That comes up July 17th. And yes, I didn't reach Marianne Winkowski today, but I'm still trying because I want to have her on soon. And likewise, I will write to Julie Ryan as well. Yes, as soon as I can. It's been funny because I've been really trying to catch up on tasks and not doing well, and then to say the least. And then John today mentioned, I've got a friend who's coming to visit for a few days. I thought, well, we'll just get more behind on tasks. But that's all right. Always have time for you, and we spend weeknights together. Yeah, Monday through Thursday, it's live, too, from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. right here on WGN Radio. Now, I will tell you that if you miss the show, I usually put it up at the... I say usually because Friday I didn't get it up till Sunday, but usually after the show is over, I digitize it, I put it on the stream, and I put it up as a download as well, and it stays there. So if you... for some reason, miss the show or whatever. You can hear it as many times as you like. Just go to Raleigh.net, Raleigh.net. All right, so it's Gilberto Gil's birthday. Yeah, Here and Now, one of my favorites, but there's many others as well. 81. Georgie Fame turned 80. Yeah, he's an amazingly good singer. A lot of jazz riffs and stuff like that you don't really hear. Brenda Holloway had a birthday today, 77. Yeah, how about that? And Billy Davis Jr., as in the Fifth Dimension, and the Versatiles, and 85 today. And yeah, it's apparently June 26th is a day for birthdays. So we will pick it up right there, hopefully with your answers coming up right here on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who are they? And what do they have in common with everything else we've played? 1969? Yeah, they were on album in 1969 along with the Edwin Hawkins Singers and the Isley Brothers, and they were appearing at the Yankee Stadium. So who are they? 888-876-5593. We got one more to play for you tonight. So if the theme hadn't become apparent, well, I'll be revealing it before the end of the night. But we have a question here. I think we're going to get a winner. Researchers have been doing this for more than 100 years, but it wasn't until the mid-1990s that a word for it appeared in the dictionary. What was that word? And Sam is a first-time caller. He is in Woodstock. All right, Sam, thanks for calling WGN Radio.
Yes. Actually, I'm a girl, but...
Okay.
I'm a longtime daytime listener. I rarely listen at night, but I have caught your show, you know, going here and there before bed or whatever. And I just want to say you are an interesting person. You are like a who's who.
Well, thank you for listening when you can. Terrific. That's terrific. So what what do you know? I bet you know.
Well, I already know I'm wrong because mine is not a word. It's a term, random control group.
No, give me something else.
Nope. Control group.
No, I mean, a whole other answer. Try for something else.
Oh, a whole other answer. Oh, gosh. Guinea pig.
All right, Sam. Well, call me again sometime. I'm going to look forward to it.
Okay,
all right,
thank you.
Thanks appreciate
for taking my call.
Appreciate
all
it.
Right.
All right. So I thought she was going to get it. I was firmly convinced of it. But that's the way that is. Bob in Willowbrook, we'll see how he does. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Bob.
Thank you, and good morning, Raleigh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take a flyer at the question.
Yes.
Garbology.
Close enough. Yes, garbologist, actually, but close enough.
Oh.
Yes, and a garbologist is one who sifts through the trash to learn about a subject. And like I was saying, advertisers did it in the early 1900s to find out what kind of soap people were really using, because they all claimed they used the expensive thing, but it was the cheap stuff that was selling. So they started going through people's trash. But then, and nobody thought too much of it, and we've been dumpster diving ever since. But in the 1990s, a researcher went through someone's trash and to analyze something, and a term was coined. So whose trash did he go through?
Oh, boy.
You don't have to know. You've already won. But if you did know, I thought I'd have you start.
I haven't a clue.
All right. Well, maybe somebody else will. But you're a winner already, so hang on. Don't go away.
Okay. Could you... You still there?
Yes.
Yeah. If you have a couple of seconds, could you tell us just what your employers had you pawing through the trash for at other radio stations?
Contest information. Like what contest they were going to do, that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
You know, top 40 used to always do do
industrial
contests.
Espionage.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I remember at one point the competitor was giving away 5 cars, so we gave away 5 garages. Yeah, but that was one of my first jobs because I was absolutely willing to go dumpster diving.
Wow, what a gig.
Yeah. Exactly. But and, you know, it's interesting because I think that probably happened in every market because I've since talked to a couple people who got arrested doing it. So, how else would you find out, really?
Beats me.
Yeah, right. Except it would beat them, too. So they figured, kids, they'll do it. And, yeah, we would. So hang on. You are a winner.
Cool.
All right.
Thank you.
So, yes, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Also, record exclusives was something else you were trying to find, but that's a longer story, and I'll explain that sometime. But in any event, let's go with part two of this question, which just came out. We've determined garbologist was coined in the mid-1990s. Now, like I say, people have been dumpster diving for research for years and years and years, but now, when one person went through this individual's trash, suddenly it was elevated to a word. He was a garbologist. So whose trash was he going through? Yeah, to find out, God only knows what. Yeah, all right. So 888-876-5593. It's 8888 Raleigh. And one more bumper stumper coming up. Actually, I guess I should play that so we can then maybe see if you can come up with a theme. It'll be the last one tonight, right? Yeah. All right. I was just trying to debate between a couple songs, and I picked the last one. It's coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio.
Oh, getting any younger. I've got to get to a love somehow. When cloud comes, it's raining, oh Lord, the sun comes and shine now, all right. Lord, I ain't complaining, no, no, I've done wrong and I'm serving my time, all right. If there's any good in me, you know that I'll bring it all so that you might see, all right. That I'm just another lonely man, I want to stop my sins and start over again, all right. Now I just can't work no longer. I've got to see my woman right now, all right. And we ain't getting any younger. I've got to get to her love somehow. Dig this. Now this woman on the other side, she's my joy and every bit of my pride, all right. Though I hurt the girl so constantly, you know that that woman love and have faith in me, all right. But how long can a good thing last, you know, when I vow never to hurt in the past?
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so that's it. That's the last of the Bumper Stompers. Who are they, and what's the theme? All right, I'll reveal all before the end of the show. So in the next 10 minutes, actually, thereabouts. So we're talking about garbologists now. Yes, it has a term. It used to be dumpster diving. Yes, research by going through people's trash. But it got coined as a word after somebody went through a particular individual's trash. Who's the individual? That's what I want to know. And Marlene in Lombard is going to take a guess at that. So, Marlene, what do you think?
This time, I think it's O.J. Simpson.
That's great. It's not right. Anybody else?
No.
Well, if you think of somebody else, call me back.
Okay,
thanks. Appreciate it. So, 888-876-5593. And so, whose trash would that be to get dumpster diving elevated to a word, if you're ready for that? Yeah, I don't know what to say about it. Other than I guess it needed a polite term. Right. Yeah, I think dumpster diving was good enough. But Don and Beloit, who was it?
It was Bob Dylan. This guy became famous for going through Bob Dylan's garbage.
You're absolutely right, to analyze his life and his music. So what on earth did he find out about his life and music through his trash?
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know. He found, like, Cher's stuff. He became, like, a celebrity dumpster diver for all these other celebrities.
Right, but I'm curious what you find out.
I didn't, the article I saw didn't reference. It just said he was really famous for he ransacked Dylan's garbage, apparently, pretty violently, and became famous for that.
And they coined a phrase for it, a garbologist.
Okay.
I guess you can write that down on your taxes when you write what you do. You're a garbologist.
Well, what I think is funniest of all is that he's considered an antiques dealer. You can't get any better from finding stuff in the garbage and call yourself an antiques dealer.
Well,
started a career.
Yeah, how old were those bananas? It really does make you wonder, doesn't it? I can't imagine, but I guess this is a word to the wise, shred. No matter who is listening to me, shred. So, because right now most of us just throw things away. Yeah, it's kind of scary stuff.
Thanks,
all right,
Raleigh.
Well, you're right. Thanks, appreciate it. We'll add to your stash. Thanks, Don. All right, so Don's absolutely right. It was Bob Dylan's garbage. But what on earth would you come up with of importance? And now think about this. Like, for the last week, what did you throw away that would be a key to who you are? Yeah, me? I threw away Carol's outdated show prep. Yeah, that's probably about the closest to key to what I am. You'd find out what I eat, which is not a whole lot. And trying to think of what else. I don't know. But as I say that, I'm sure there are probably remnants of business things that I should have shredded. Yeah, no, I don't think it would make a very interesting book, but I guess if you really wanted to know what I thought of some of my tower clients. No, who said that? All right, so let's take a look at...
$7,000 in checks.
Oh, yeah, John reminded me, yes. I did. I threw out $7,000 in checks. I did it at Walmart. This was last year. Yeah, it was right after the first of the month. And, you know, we got cell towers. And so, you know, it was Verizon and T-Mobile and Sprint. And I just threw them all out. And yeah, right. I had to go back to the Walmart. And sure enough, they were in the trash. So I did. I threw out the, yeah. He'll never let me live it down is the truth. I didn't throw them all out, though. It was only 7,000. All right. So close enough, right? So now let's talk about our bumper stumper, shall we? Like I say again, Carol came up with the theme. And everyone we played was on a record label that was owned by a well-known singer. So we'll do it in reverse order. You just heard The Persuasions, I Just Can't Work No Longer, 1970 on the Straight label from the album A Cappella. Frank Zappa owned the Straight label. Before that, you heard The Sweet Cherries, Love Is What You Make It, 1969 on Teaneck, so I probably don't have to tell you the Isley Brothers owned it. Before that, we had Johnny Taylor, as Tommy correctly identified, Run But You Can't Hide, 1965 on SAR, which was Sam Cooke's label, although he was no longer alive when that came out. Stella Johnson did Yeah Baby, Stella Johnson, 1957 on KRC. Who owned KRC? Lloyd Price. Yes, he also owned Double L and a couple other labels, but it was KRC in 57 that Stella Johnson was on. The Stridells did Mix It Up, and that was on Curtum. Yeah, I probably don't have to tell you that's Curtis Mayfield. Before that, The Five Superiors, There's a Fool Born Every Day, 1962 on Garpax. And Garpax was Gary S. Paxton's label, and he, of course, was the Hollywood Argyles, Alley Oop, and Skip and Flip, It Was I. Before that, we had the Chiffons, not the ones on Laurie from New York, the Chiffons from Los Angeles, Doctor of Hearts, 1962 on Reprise. Before that, we had Stan Ross, Ahab the Arab 10 Years Later, that's Stanley Ralph Ross, well-known television writer, whether it's Batman or the Monkees or you name it, he wrote it all, 1962, also on Reprise. And of course, when I say Reprise, you know, Frank Sinatra, it was the Revenge label, Frank Sinatra started that. Rita Graham, My Cup Runneth Over, 1969 on Tangerine. We also played Louis Jordan, You're My Mule, 1962 on Tangerine. And Ray Charles, of course, owned the Tangerine label. And we started the night with Hewlin Duvall, Coming or Going, 1957 on Challenge, which the singing cowboy Gene Autry owned. So, yes, well-known singers who owned record labels. All right, so kind of brings up another theme that maybe we'll use, similar in nature, on a different week. So, but there you go. Interesting who I didn't choose, because there were many, many to choose from. It was a great idea. So big, big, big thanks to Carol. So, yes, you know that Americans use 743 Kleenex a year, because apparently I asked this last year. And you know that in one Massachusetts area, residents are throwing out $8,000 in change a day, throwing it right into the trash. Yes, intentionally. Well, I don't know how intentional, but that they're not like dropping it out of their pockets. They're throwing it into the trash. But then again, I am the one who threw the checks out at Walmart. But never mind. We'll just move right over. So research have been doing this for more than 100 years, but it wasn't until the mid-1990s that a word for it appeared in the dictionary, garbologist. And the guy was sifting through Bob Dylan's garbage to analyze his life and music. Yeah. I can't imagine how much you'd get out of his trash that would tell you about his life and music. But you'd probably find out a little about his dietary habits. Not sure what else. So now, of course, you know for the next week I'm going to have to take a look at what is it I throw away. I mean, other than checks from clients. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And, you know, as I say, if you want the last word in trivia, you can have it. I got about 6 minutes to prattle on, and I will tomorrow night. We'll talk to Charlie Greasy Jr. in the first hour. By the way, trivia is over as far as me asking questions, but, you know, you can have your own category. And so we have 6 minutes for you to do that. You pick a category, I find you a question. It's that simple. So, yeah, I think maybe I will play some Gilberto Gil tomorrow. All right. Brenda Holloway, like I said, we could play some of her. All right. What else occurred? Oh, on this date in 1975, Sonny and Cher's divorce was finalized. And Cher married Greg Allman 4 days later and divorced him after 10 days. Sonny must have been laughing. Tell you what. So, yeah, that was the deal there. There's a guy who used to work at KRLA, Johnny Hayes. He had this noontime Johnny Hayes countdown. And it was a great show because he had researchers who would, like, go out to the courts and, you know, he'd talk about Sonny and Cher's divorce and talk about what she said to him on the court steps, you know, things like that. I don't know. I just give you dates. All right. Also in 1960, Tell Laura I Love Her, one of the many death records that were popular at the time. Yes. And on and on. But Sherry in Naperville has her own trash story, and I want to hear it. So let's talk some trash, Sherry. What's up?
Hi. Well, I wanted to mention, at first I thought people, you know, the answer was, you know, how some cash registers, I don't know if they're all over the place, but they hand you, if you pay in cash, they hand you back the bills, but then the coins roll down into this little cup.
Okay.
And I know a lot of people forget to take it, but not just that, but David one day, because he has to throw out the garbage and everything, and there was a bag, like a McDonald's bag, by the dumpster, and so he picked it up and he heard something tinkle, whatever, and so he opens it up. So there was change in the bag with the McDonald's stuff, empty stuff. There was also, he said, a $10 bill and three singles.
Wow.
So he came home, he was all grins. He says, this is so funny. But also during COVID, he said people would, you know, hand him cash, and then they would tell him to keep the change. And so he'd just throw it in the register, things like that, because they didn't want to touch the change, because in the very beginning, they said that if you touch stuff,
they were worried about it. Yes, exactly. Yeah, I'd have taken the money, but yes, they were worried about it.
Yeah, they were. So those are my two funny stories. That, and then he also says that customers will prepay like $20 worth of gas, but they can only fit $19 in, so they just leave it there and drive away instead of getting a refund.
Oh, that's interesting. That, you know, that used to be 35 cents, but now, my God, that's like $5.
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, so those are the three throwing money away stories.
Very good. Lovely.
Maybe.
Lovely.
Okay. And I have never heard of a garbologist.
Well, you have now.
Right. So thank you for Professor again once again.
Yes. Yes. All right. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Yes.
Okay. Talk to you later.
You know, apparently they also use garbologists as basically trash collectors, because here I'm looking at the city of Tempe, Arizona. It's a Phoenix suburb, and ASU is there, so big university. And this is from last year, but June is Garbologist Month. Well, who knew? So apparently they say they love their Tempe garbologists every day. And they're garbologists, and apparently in the city of Tempe, they actually have an employment line, garbologist, and that's the solid waste staff who take pride in their work. And so they want everybody last year to make a sign and post it in your yard telling them about how you loved your garbologist. That was last year. I haven't heard anything doing anything since then, but that's all right. June is Garbology Month. Well, who knew? All right. You know, obviously the show has gone to the trash. Let's just leave it there and say we thank Adam for keeping us on the air. We thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank those of you who called. It makes it a pleasure to do. So 21 hours from now, we'll do it all again. But until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.